This is Shamul Chandra reporting for Wrong Tail News Episode 3, June 30th, 2022. And today the topic is going to be ESPN. Now, the first question that comes to my mind when you think about ESPN is it's been there for so many years, okay? Now, it's established all these people like Chris Berman, and they used to have the big names, Dan Patrick and Keith Olbermann. Well, what has happened is lots of names have changed. The studios have changed. The graphics, the database that they use to collate the statistics. But the presentation has remained almost constant, which is good. So people don't feel alienated by new voices, by new people, by new graphics, or maybe a little bit subtle changes here and there. But there has to be a line for new type of sports presentation. And this is what I'm going to talk about today, a new next generation sports presentation. And what is that going to involve? That's going to involve consumers actively responding using Twitter, using Facebook, using Instagram, using TikTok to the sports events that happen on a daily basis. Now, they've already started to do that in their ESPN broadcasts. You know, they've already started to include famous players' Twitter posts. Or famous players, Facebook posts, but they did not use ordinary people in there. So it kind of becomes like a U Sport type of atmosphere, okay? YouTube, U Sport, okay? And where people broadcast USPN would be really cool, right? You have your game on your backyard, you want to broadcast it, you put it on USPN, and everyone can watch it. Okay, and it gets big ratings. You don't have to put it on YouTube per se, or you don't have to put it on Facebook Live. You can put it on USPN, and it could be something that's collated and read through by the editors, and then they can watch it and decide whether it's worthy of the top 10 hits for that particular day. Now, ESPN has a long literature of cool statistics that they point out using their stats database. And they really don't use a lot of ESPN games, you know. Like, they used to have the NFL 2K5, which is a really beautiful game, collaboration with Take-Two Entertainment. And since the EA Sports licensing agreement with the NFL, they've been stopped that thing, you know? And they had Arena League Football or something like that, you know, a few years back for the Xbox 360. And so what's going to happen? Well, the first thing is going to happen. The whole broadcast is going to be automated, okay? It's going to be automated. You're going to have talking heads there like Max Headstorm, okay, for USPN. And what's going to happen is that it's going to scale, and it's going to scale linearly. So you have these talking Max Headstorms, and they display the news, and then they display their analysis and everything like that. All it is, you do something like Plotagon, where you write the text, it handles the animation, it handles the motion, it handles the projection and the presentation. Everything like that. So what is that going to do? That's going to do a lot of cool things for ESPN. It's going to provide something where people have some non-linearity in the way people react to certain things. It's going to provide more cost-effective means to scale their broadcast rather than have a particular broadcast with two humans dictating or annotating or talking about a particular sports event. While it's happening, you know, with lots of research and development into the statistics, the background, the life story of each of the players, and it'll be much easier on them. They just set it and forget it, Ron Popeil style. Okay. Now, how do they do this? Well, they're going to have to use some sort of conversion from text to presentation. Now, that would be really sensational, right? USPN would be really cool, right? And what's awesome about it is that it's gonna change the world. You know, it's gonna change the world because you're gonna see games that you normally don't see. You don't need ESPN Plus. You don't need ESPN 3. You don't need all the other ESPNs around the world, ESPN India, ESPN Europe, all these other ones. So this is going to cause some issues, you know, that are good, you know. People are going to break out of watching. They're going to use also their entire brand of bring their brand to the highest level using the ESPN brand, you know. So this will be really cool. So why do I think that ESPN would be really cool? Because this is just a thought. This is just a thought right now. Why would it be really cool? Because YouTube has a lot of customers that watch live video, but it's not really meant for live broadcasts. It's meant for asynchronous television broadcasts. So why is that good? Well, then people can watch it whenever they want to, wherever they want to, however they want to, on whatever platform they want to. And ESPN will be cool. They have some video server. They broadcast onto that video server from satellite or from some nice 5G or Wi-Fi network. And they broadcast that game, and they have these automated commentators, you know. Okay, so this is kind of a futuristic look at what's going to come next. Okay, on another front, ESPN has a lot of technology to show 360 pictures of any type of game from, but something similar to this Carnegie Mellon guy from who did the around the stadium images, Tokyo Kanade. During the CBS Sports presentation of a particular Super Bowl, okay? Now they have these wrapping around video pictures of people playing games, and so they can see it from that perspective. Now, the next thing that comes from ESPN is going to be headpieces worn by everyone, okay? Or mouthpieces worn by everyone, so you can see, you can get these multiple streams of information coming into your broadcast. Okay, the broadcast then in turn will, the editors will decide, or they'll use some artificial intelligence to decide which one to project and not give these to the players themselves, so they can get an inside view, or provide multiple social tracks or audio tracks based on that, so they can hear what the player is saying throughout the game. Okay, so like for example, you have your director's cut, you have your actor's audio cut. You can get different cuts, you know, lossless sports, as I call it, without any commentation, or you can have commentators, or you can have players and commentators, or you can have players, coaches, and commentator. This will bring it to the new level of sports commentary. All right, that's it for today. Be sure to watch out for the next episode of Longtail News. This is episode 3 for June 30th, 2022. Thank you. Bye-bye.